is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is offering millions of federal workers buyouts if they hand in resignations. Whether it's legal or not is still in question. Correspondent Matt Piper.
The memo says federal employees have the ability to decide now that they will resign in September and that they have to make a choice by next Thursday. In response, the American Federation of Government Employees Union says it should not be viewed as voluntary buyouts, but pressuring workers not considered loyal to the new administration to vacate their jobs.
A federal judge has frozen President Trump's move to freeze federal funding until Monday. Democrats are backing her up.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calls illegal the president's plan to freeze federal grants and loans.
The United States Constitution clearly states that Congress has the power of the purse and sets laws to obligate federal funding for all 50 states.
Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz agrees it's illegal and unprecedented. The Trump administration says a sweeping pause in federal grants and loans is necessary to ensure spending complies with the president's executive orders. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Hundreds of parents lined up outside an Oklahoma State Board of Education meeting to protest a proposal that would require them to provide proof of citizenship when they enroll their kids in public schools. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters.
There's nothing in this rule that stops, a child from accessing a school or anything like that. This is simply data gathering.
He says it wouldn't prohibit children without legal status from attending school, but would keep track of parents and guardians who don't provide that information. Senate confirmation hearings begin today for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the president's nominee for health secretary. Vermont Democrat Peter Welch.
He's a disruptor. Can he be a disruptor without being a destroyer? We'll see.
Kansas Republican Roger Marshall.
I don't agree with everything that he says, but we certainly both think that there's opportunities in nutrition.
Kennedy's cousin Caroline sent a letter to lawmakers urging them to reject his nomination, citing his anti-vaccine stance. She calls him a predator who's addicted to attention and power. Former New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez will be sentenced today after he was convicted of bribery, extortion, and conspiracy. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Prosecutors have recommended to the judge that former Senator Menendez be sentenced to 15 years in prison. That's a pretty steep punishment for a man of his age who is a first-time offender.
An 18-year-old Eagles fan has died 2 days after he celebrated Philly's NFC championship win by climbing a light pole. The Temple University student was placed on life support after he fell to the street below. NASDAQ futures up 84. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The streaks in the sky last night was likely space junk. The flaming pile of debris in the sky was seen at around 9 last night, leading people to get their cameras and post the video on social media. It was seen up and down the Lake Michigan shore from Milwaukee to Kenosha. It's possible the junk was part of a Starlink satellite system re-entering the atmosphere. Our Racine County barn went up in flames last night. At just before 9, crews from Raymond, Union Grove, Kansasville, and Norway were called to a property on 3 Mile Road. It's believed only chickens were inside the barn. We're working on learning more. Kenosha kids are helping others from being cold. A total of 846 winter clothing items were collected for the Frank Elementary Drive. The Every Child Warm in the Winter effort was organized by the United Way of Kenosha County and the Kenosha YMCA. The initiative got cold weather gear to nearly 400 students. The head of the Kenosha County United Way is praising the community's generosity. About 10% of the Kohl's corporate workforce is getting cut. The Menominee Falls-based retailer announced yesterday plans to cut about 10% at its area headquarters. The company says they're aiming to improve efficiency and achieve long-term profitability. The exact number of layoffs isn't known. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. We'll keep it breezy with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low near 27. Warm again on Thursday, plenty of sunshine, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 37.
In school, they told me practice makes perfect, and they told me nobody's perfect, so then I stopped practicing. Next week, I'm going to have an MRI to find out whether or not I have claustrophobia. Sometimes when I'm over someone's house and no one's in the kitchen, I like to write things on that to-do list they have on their refrigerator. Distances to all other planets. Adopt baby, then sell on black market. You ever notice when a house burns down, the only thing left standing is the fireplace and the chimney? How's that for evidence?
Gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but I Kendra Ross of the Supremes, Ken Hurry Love. It is 6:09. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this. What is today? Wednesday morning. We have a beautiful day today. There's some beautiful weather coming around. Are you ready for this? I'm going to double check it, but I'm pretty sure I got it right. Sunny today with a high near 42. Clear tonight, lows 28. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 52. Whoa. Clear in 37 degrees right now at Radio Park. 52 tomorrow. I got to double check. I'm pretty sure I wrote it down correctly. Yeah. Hey, I was going to say something brilliant. Oh, you know what I was going to say? We had a winner yesterday. We're doing this thing that we're giving away tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater on February 28th. And all you have to do is listen to Dan Marcus every day at 10:45 this week. And at 10:45 in the morning, he's going to play a little bit of an interview he did with Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. And then sometime after 2 o'clock, Kurt Vollman's going to ask you to call in and kind of recall what they talked about. The first person to do it correctly wins a pair of tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on February 28th. Our winner yesterday was Teresa Peterson. Congratulations. She's going to see Hyman's Hyman's and the Association live in concert at the Genesee Theater. That should be a lot of fun, huh? Your next time to win is coming up at 10:45 this morning with Dan Marcus here at WRJM Local News. Timeless hits and the spiral staircase. More today than yesterday.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true,
Timeless hits at WRJN. Here's a few everyday activities that count as exercise. Now, if you're like me, nobody really, I don't think they do, like to exercise. My daughter does, and her husband does, because they're bodybuilders, so they like to exercise. I don't. But here's some stuff you can do if you don't like to exercise, as long as it gets your heart rate up. Take the stairs. No, I don't do that. Carrying your shopping bags in. Yeah, I do. Well, how are you going to get them in from the car unless you carry them in? Doing the laundry, I do that. And even just getting up and down a lot. Oh, I do that. I got to keep changing, you know, get up and get the snacks for the TV. Yeah, I got to get up and do that. So I do get some exercise in. I don't think my cardiologist would think that's exercise, or my regular doctor would think that's exercise. But I get something in there. 6:14. local news, timeless hits. It's clear and 37 degrees right now at Radio Park. Got Beatles for you and Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
Lady Madonna of the Beatles. It's 617 local news. Timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, a poll found healthcare worker is the sexiest job in 2025. Rest of the top jobs are in education, emergency response, law, and business. I'm shocked radio disc jockey didn't make the list. Even if your job isn't on the list, though, just being passionate about your career is considered sexy. Here are the five sexiest career values you can have. We mentioned passion for what you're doing, prioritizing a good work-life balance, constantly trying to learn and improve, working well with others. Well, that one's a tough one. Wanting to make a positive impact on society. See? You can be sexy even though your job isn't sexy. Nice to know, though, that works out like that. Hey, Pete Schwab is here with the beat. Let's do it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on the Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete on our sister station, WAUK AM 540, tonight at 6 o'clock.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Fountain Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's Supportive Care Management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. From refreshing sips to snack sensations, their great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to serve you in-store or in Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you. Need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay, just let us be far. You know, I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you. Need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Right now, I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you. Need you. I want you. I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. And I'm your vehicle, babe.
you. I want you, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
It's Marge Vehicle, local news, time to sit to WRJN. What do you hear this forecast? Today's sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, clear, lows around 28. Now, tomorrow sounds like springtime's coming, but we've been tricked before. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 52, and I did check it, 52 degrees tomorrow. Clear in 37 right now here at Radio Park. Well, this guy's Apple Watch saved his life last week after he hurt his leg skiing in Washington State. It sent out an SOS after he tumbled 1,000 feet down a mountain. There's footage of a search and rescue helicopter picking him up. Without the watch, they said he would have been there all night, frozen to death. I guess that's a good reason to get an Apple Watch. I guess I know what I want for my next birthday, huh?
Do-do-do-down, do-be-do-down, down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do-down, down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do-down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your
local news, timeless hits with Steve.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. I'm not supposed to be alone with you. I know that your lips are sweet, but our lips must never meet. I belong to someone else, and I must be true. Oh, go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. It's hurting me more each minute that you delay. When you are near me like this, so go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay. Go away, please don't stay. It'll never work out when you are near me like this. You're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl. Call it a
Steve Lawrence, Away Little Girl, local news, Tampa's hits, WRJ, and he did some acting. He was on a Twilight Zone episode. Also, I just saw him on a clip the other day, very funny, with Carol Burnett. So that on somebody put it on Facebook. Well, this is blasphemy. It's totally insane. PETA, the animal rights group, wants Punxsutawney Phil retired to an animal sanctuary and replaced with a weather reveal cake, which would be like a gender reveal party. Of course, there's basically no chance of that ever happening. Well, that's good. 6:30 on the nose right now. Let's check news, see what's going on around town. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It wasn't a raid in Racine. Over the past weekend, a community organization called Forward Latino posted online about raids happening in the city. That wasn't the case, and the group posted a clarification. City of Racine leaders felt the need to respond, saying in a statement that police have no information about ongoing ICE activity within city limits. Southeastern Wisconsin is feeling the flu. The state reports a sharp rise in flu cases in our area, with very high activity reported statewide. Hospitalizations have spiked and vaccination rates are lower than usual. Older adults are skipping it. Only 60% of those 65 and older got vaccinated this season. Medical experts say it's not too late to get a flu shot, which can reduce the severity of the illness. The brisket and beaver nuggets are closer to coming here. The City of Oak Creek's Planning Commission voted last night in favor of rezoning land for a proposed Buc-ee's. It would go in along I-94 just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. At the meeting last night, there were concerns raised by people living in that area with worries about potential increases in crime, noise, light pollution, and traffic. If approved, the Buc-ee's location could be up and running by early 2027. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Some children in the Milwaukee Public School District are learning about agriculture, not just through a one-day field trip, but every day. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. It's the River Trail School of Agriculture Sciences, and right now it's serving more than 350 students on Milwaukee's northwest side. Basically, it's from K through 8, and every day these students are learning something about agriculture. Josh Gonzalez is a second grade teacher that explains why it's such an important school for the Milwaukee Public School District.
Some of the students don't have access to fresh produce, and but there are things that they can do, that we can do, all of us, to be a little more self-reliant. You know, if I'm growing tomato plants and my neighbor plants an apple tree and so on, we're going to have plenty to share, you know. So helping kids to be more self-reliant is a big thing. Helping them to eat fresh and eat locally as opposed to pre-processed foods.
That's Josh Gonzalez. He's a second grade teacher at the River Trail School of Agricultural Sciences in the Milwaukee Public School District, serving about 350 students now. Again, that's K through 8. They act as kind of a feeder system for Milwaukee's Vincent High School, which is also a dedicated agriculture high school.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group Auctions features a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view our upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today. That's steffesgroup.com, STEFFES.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
And a big honor for a dairy in Wisconsin named the 2025 Innovative Dairy Farmer of the Year by the International Dairy Foods Association. Doug Grotegoot and Grotegoot Dairy in Newton has been selected for the honor. They're milking 3,500 cows and really using a lot of technology to manage the farm. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. We'll keep it breezy with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low near 27. Warm again on Thursday, plenty of sunshine, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 37.
I like the good humor man. I'd wait for him. It was another huge thing of life as a guy was to hear that little jingle bell and the white truck and the little white suit, and we'd stand in line behind the truck, and all the different ice creams that you could get was on the back of the truck, placed right over the exhaust pipe. You had a Dixie cup, it was the equivalent of smoking a pack of Camels. Nobody cared. These were good times.
Just as fast as she can now, and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her, 'cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
California, the Beach Boys, fun, fun, fun. 6:37, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know those faded band T-shirts sitting in your dresser drawer? They might actually have some cash value after all. There's a new study out that took a look at music tees sold on marketplace sites between December of 2023 and September of 2024. Here are the top three artists that have the highest average resale value. If you've got a Nirvana T-shirt, $279. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, $241. Earth, Wind, and Fire, that wouldn't surprise me, $235. However, the Grateful Dead has the highest valued shirt that sells for $2,750. It's from 1994 and has a large Black Panther on the front. If you've got one, you've got $2,700 in the bank just waiting for you. I'm waiting for my WRJN faded shirt from years ago to get some value, but so far I've got nothing. 6:38, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine with a high near 42 today. Right now it's clear and 37 degrees at Radio Park. These are the Grassroots.
Telling me that you're near. You're soft, gentle, urgent, babe. Wings that lead me to know.
Rich Benoit Confessions, local news, timeless hits at WRJN 641. Hey, you know the WRJN plays the timeless hits, right? Now, we've got the Valentine's Day sneaking up on us. We'll help you get some timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. We'll set up one lucky winner with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist in Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. And all that important sparkle from jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. At a great concert to boot with Hermits Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. To enter, simply go to any one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winners with all the details. To register, you got to stop in at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. You've got timeless hits and timeless gifts for your Valentine and from your Valentine. WRJN. Are we your Valentine, really? You love us? Unconditionally? All right. Aretha Franklin, it's a little respect.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come
just
home.
Just a little bit.
Hey, baby.
Just a little
when
bit.
When you're down home.
Just a little bit.
Mister.
Just a little bit.
It's hard to believe he used to say sock it to me. You know, you think of that today and you want to cringe, but we used to say it all the time. On the TV show Laughing, they actually had Richard Nixon, the President of the United States, coming on and saying sock it to me. What were we thinking back then, huh? All right, got some moron news for you. A 25-year-old guy in Texas could face child endangerment charges. Get this, after a TikTok video showed him using a three-month-old baby like a snowbrush to clean off his windshield. What the heck is going on out there? Why? Gotta get this guy off the street. Dangerous to all babies and humans. 645, local news, timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 42. Right now, it's clear and 37 degrees.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really, I'm sad.
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 Curse of a Clown. Local news, Tamla's hit to WRGN. Sunny today with a high near 42. That's nothing. Wait till you hear what's coming up tomorrow. Tonight, clear, lows 28. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 52 degrees. I checked it. That's what they say. It's clear and 37 degrees right now at Radio Park. Hey, this is the week we're giving away the Hermits, and Association tickets on WRJN. Listen, today, Thursday, and Friday mornings at around 10:45, Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Hermits lead singer Peter Noon. Remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 o'clock, Kurt Vollman will ask you to call him and tell him what the main point of the interview is about. Now, if you're the first person to recall that, you win tickets. Hermits with the Association, playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Now, we had our first winner yesterday, Teresa Peterson. She will be going to see Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, courtesy of WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and don't forget to listen, 10:45 this morning to Dan Marcus, and then after 2 o'clock, with Kurt Vollman for your next chance to win tickets to see these guys. These guys. Hermits. There's a kind of hush at WRJN.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper.
Hermits along with the Association, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Got to listen today, 10:45, to Dan Marcus and his interview with Peter Noon from Hermits. And then recall what they say later on in the afternoon after 2 o'clock with Kurt Vollman. If you're the first person to recall them, you win, just like yesterday's winner, Teresa Peterson. So get ready to win, only here at WRJN. Well, this is odd, but apparently it's true. The owner of a multi-million dollar English mansion says he can't sell it because Adele, you know, the singer Adele, stayed there 3 years ago or so and suggested on 60 Minutes, no less, that the place was haunted. Now the guy can't sell it because she said it was haunted. Talk about bad luck, huh? Well, maybe it is haunted. Who knows? It's the end of the world. 6:52. Here's Skeeter Davis.
The sun gone shining. Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore. Why?
said goodbye.
Ah, Skeeter Davis had a couple of good songs in her career there. That's the biggest hit she had, End of the World. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 42 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows 28. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near, I checked it, 52 degrees. Right now, it's clear and 37 degrees here at Radio Park. All right. Has anyone out there ever woken up in a hospital bed with no idea how you even got there? All right. Someone asked online, and these are the stories they got. Someone woke up in a hospital bed after bar hopping on their 21st birthday. Turned out they did too many shots, hit their head after jumping out of a moving taxi. The guy was riding his bicycle, woke up in the hospital, and found out he had been hit in the head by a flying squirrel. Guy woke up in the hospital bed, realized he didn't die in the motorcycle accident like he thought he might. He called it a pleasant surprise. And this is the best of all. Guy woke up handcuffed in a hospital bed. Turns out he'd been hit by a drunk driver, and they strapped him to the bed because he was trying to pull his catheter out. Imagine waking up in a bed and you find that you're handcuffed to the bed. That's got to be scary. Let's see what we got for you here. It's 6:56, local news, timeless hits. The Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose at WRJN. Treat her like a lady.
Oh, my friend, that's me. Something they didn't understand. How I get all the women in the palm of my hand. And I told them, treat her like a lady. I mean, I know you've heard that the woman
will
soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't your attitude. You ought to
treat her like
a lady. The best you can do, you gotta treat her. Most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her, and
wanna,
and make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seemed. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like a lady.
So actually, I'm gonna treat her.
His brother, Sister Rose, treated like a lady. Local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN at 6:58. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. From refreshing sips to snack sensations, their great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service, that's a game changer. And the team is ready to serve you in-store or in Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Go to WRJN.com today. Click on the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. See, I'm no mathematician, but I think it's half price, right? Today only, WRJN Big Deals. That's Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Whoa, I like it. It's 6:59, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Well, someone bought an odd wooden wicker chair for $7 at a thrift store and later sold it at auction for more than $21,000. See, if I would have bought a wooden wicker chair for $7, I probably could have sold it for $2.50. It's 7 o'clock exactly. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has an offer he hopes some government workers can't refuse. Resign within a week and get paid through September. The problem with that, according to Donald Kettle, former dean of the University of Maryland School of Public Policy.
As you start trying to use buyouts to reduce the size of the government workforce, the one thing that's certain to happen is that we're not likely to end up with the right talent in the right places to solve the right problems.
Trump aide Stephen Miller tells CNN.
The American people voted for dramatic change implemented by Donald Trump. So it is essential for him to get control of government.
A federal judge has paused the administration's freeze on federal funding. A fierce condemnation of a Trump cabinet nominee from a family member.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cousin, Caroline Kennedy, is urging senators not to confirm his bid to become President Trump's health secretary, saying the job
is an enormous responsibility and one that bothers